Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katia Blad. Parashat Toldot, Week 6, Aliyah 2. And Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. The Lord blessed them. Genesis 26, verse 12. How to reap miraculous crops. Yitzhak was a man of miracles. His birth was a miracle. His wife was a miracle. His wife's pregnancy was a miracle. And now he reaped a miraculous crop of 100-fold, and he got very rich during the time of famine. This is in Genesis 26, verse 1. What was the secret for the crops to yield 100-fold? Well, let's analyze some of the most important facts of Yitzhak's life that conditioned this wonderful phenomenon against all natural laws as we know them. Forgiveness and love is number one. Number two, faithfulness and respect. Number three, sacrifice and surrender. Number four, meditation and prayer. And number six, obedience and faith. When Yitzhak's older stepbrother, Ishmael, mocked him, he could have been emotionally affected. Young children are very sensitive and can be emotionally affected for the rest of their lives. This can happen even before birth. This traumatic experience that Yitzhak went through with Ishmael made him learn to forgive those who hurt him. It was one of the most important lessons of his life. When his father, Abraham, died, Yitzhak and Ishmael came together to bury him, a sign that Yitzhak had learned to forgive and love that one who had hurt him. In order to reap miraculous crops, we have to know how to forgive and love in a practical way those who had hurt us. When Yitzhak's father received the order to sacrifice him in the altar, he accepted faithfully what his father was doing. Even if he didn't receive the divine command himself, he trusted the spiritual authority that the Eternal had placed upon him. His faithfulness and respect towards his father is one of the most impressive examples in the whole scripture. In order to reap miraculous crops, we have to be faithful and respect the authorities that God has placed upon us. When Yitzhak found out that he was going to be the sacrifice, he did not resist nor start an argument, but simply surrendered voluntarily. In order to reap miraculous crops, we should not argue or oppose resistance before the sacrifices the Eternal asks from us. When Yitzhak was feeling sad because of his mother's death, he went out to the field to deepen in his relationship with the Eternal. When he saw that his wife was barren, he didn't get discouraged in his prayers, but continued fervently and insistently for 20 years until he saw the answer to his pleas. In order to reap miraculous crops, we have to live an intimate life with the Eternal in constant prayer. When Yitzhak wanted to travel down to Egypt during the famine, the Lord didn't allow it, and he told him to stay in the land. He obeyed in spite of the risk of suffering a big loss, and he acted with a bold faith and sowed during a year of drought. The Lord honored his obedience and faith and yielded a miracle of 100-fold crop that year, Me'ah She'arim, 100 measures in Hebrew, in such a way that this man got extraordinarily rich. In order to reap miraculous crops, we should follow the voice of the Eternal that sometimes goes against human logic. And in such way, we must act daringly according to His promises. May the Lord help us understand the way of a supernatural life. Shalom uvracha, peace and blessings.